We're in segment number two of KMAN's In Focus. Dave Lewis in for Brady Bowman this morning and for tomorrow as well. Lyle Butler, 18 years here now, huh?
18. Time 18? Flies when you're having fun.
And you now have quite a bit of a historical perspective, you know, on our community that you may not have had 15 years ago. But you think about how much has happened here. Back in those days, I was here in the 80s. I remember Fort Riley Boulevard being built. I remember the mall being built during that time when I was here in the 80s. And, you know, you think about all the different transitions that we have seen in this community, how it's grown from, gosh, when I was here in the 80s, like 33,000 or something like that to pushing 60.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is that still kind of where we are, 57, 58 population-wise?
Yeah, in that category, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we talked about this earlier about, you know, the growth that we still can see in residential and business growth. And maybe I shouldn't say business, but commercial growth. There's a lot of things that are going on. We still see an increase of jobs coming into town every once in a while. You've got something new that's coming up. And that kind of leads us to our list. We always have this fun list of things that I know you and your staff are so diligent about making sure that it's always as up-to-date as it possibly can be. And we've got some news stores. There's one that is probably making as many headlines as any that should be opening up this summer.
Old Navy?
That would be the one that came to mind, yes.
Yeah. You know, in the 18 years I've been here, a lot of people have said, why don't we have an Old Navy?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Salina and Hutchinson had Old Navy stores back. And I mean, I'm going back 10, 12 years ago, and we did not, and people couldn't figure out why we didn't have one. We thought it was the right demographic and the whole thing. Now we're getting one. But Hutchinson and Salina no longer have an Old Navy. So it's kind of interesting as this whole retail thing goes through major, major adjustments. Ross's Dress for Less is also announced a couple of months ago. They're going in, and where we're talking about, I think most people probably know, is where Kmart used to be. I mean, that's another whole mm-hmm. iconic story of as Kmart continues to close stores and Sears, which we lost both of those in our community. And now they continue to downsize. And this isn't my prediction, but you look at the all the stories on the internet. Nobody sees that in the end that those two stores will even survive. And for again, somebody like me who's been around a few years, I mean, my family always went to Sears.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sears is just an iconic name. Now it isn't gone yet, but it's just
it's a different.
It's very different, very
different floor space, yeah. Different location,
yep.
Different product line,
yep. And it just continues to struggle on a national basis. So what we're talking about is where Kmart used to be, and a developer out of Kansas City bought half of that shopping center. What people don't understand is they say, well, the half of that shopping center has been remodeled, but the other half hasn't been. Why aren't they doing the other half? Well, there's two separate owners to that shopping center. And so the area that has not been remodeled on the exterior is owned by another developer, and he just simply has chosen not to do remodeling. Hmm. And the other half is owned by another developer who tore down Kmart and brought in Academy Sports and then brought in Five Below, which has already opened, and now they're working on Ross's Dress for Less and Old Navy.
There's still one more spot.
There's a lot of rumors about what that is, and I don't spread rumors, so I'm not going to speculate here.
That's no fun.
But it's another national chain that will be a big draw. So at the same time, we're seeing some stores close, disappear out of our mall. Stores like Old Navy and Ross's Dress for Less around the country used to go into malls, and it isn't anything that our mall is doing wrong here, but what is changing is stores want to be in areas where they can be independent of opening and closing. As you know, malls tend to open at the same the stores in the mall open at the same time, close at the same time normally, but all of those stores that are in that mall, when we go in there and enjoy the air conditioning in the summer or the warmth in the winter without having to walk from store to store, those stores are all paying for that square footage and that benefit. And as the retail market has gotten more and more and more and more competitive nationally, a lot of national retail stores want to either build their own freestanding store, or they'll go into more of a strip shopping center environment so they can open and close when they want to, and they're not paying rent for that square footage, because somebody has to pay for that all that wonderful square footage. And again, this is not a phenomena that is Manhattan. I mean, just people can, if they go to the Topeka Mall, you will see lots and lots of vacancies in the Topeka Mall too. And so it's a change.
Sam, you have something for us.
We did have a caller calling in who didn't want to go on air. He was asking about population numbers and the population numbers that always get released. He was asking if that includes students at the Kansas State University, and if it does, how many of those numbers are students?
It's a good question. We get that asked often. The first part of the question is that, and I don't have the numbers exactly in front of me, but inside the city limits of Manhattan, we're between 56, 57,000 in population.
And those are full-time residents?
Those are people as they identify as the U.S. Census. This isn't Lyle Butler or the city or the county saying this. This is full-time, what they would consider full-time residents. And it does include some of the students. It does not include all of the students at Kansas State University, and this gets into a complicated subject, which is way above my pay grade, as they say, and you'd have to get a person here from the U.S. Census to talk about in specific. But they do capture close to 50% or so of the students at Kansas State University that may live here more than full-time. But actually, they tell you that all students should be counted in the census because they live here the majority of a year. They don't all get captured here. And that gets complicated because mom and dad back home in Dodge City, Kansas, for example, fill out their census form and they list their son or daughter as if they were living there, when technically they shouldn't include those. They should be captured in Manhattan. But that's a subject for another day. But so the answer to the question is, for the caller, is that about half, maybe just a little more than half, the students are captured in our numbers here in Manhattan. So when we quote those numbers, that's where we are.
And student population now is around 22,000, yeah, if I recall correctly.
Right, correctly.
So you figure half of that is
somewhere 11,000 to 12,000 gets captured into our numbers in our community. And that would be the same if we were talking about Lawrence. They have the same. Anytime you have a big university, you don't ever capture 100% of them, but you do capture 50 to 60% normally. And so that's what we're going on. But our population continues to grow, and Manhattan is kind of a very unique situation because in those numbers, and I think anybody that drives Highway 24 to the east of us now can see, and especially if they drive off of Highway 24 on the western side of Pottawatomie County, and what people usually refer to as
Blue Township.
Blue Township. That's what I was looking for.
And that population somewhere around 6,000, from what I understand.
And it continues to grow very rapidly. That population is not counted in the city limits of Manhattan. And so although it's a lot of people might call it a suburb of Manhattan, those numbers do not get included in that population that we just talked about.
Okay. Sam, you had something else there?
Yes, a gentleman called in saying that there is technically a Sears out on Highway 24, a Sears home store. It's not
the
name.
And that's
Sears.
What we had discussed.
That's correct. Yep. Yeah.
That it's in a different location and it has a different product line and different focus.
It's not the full store, but yes, that is correct. And there are a lot of those stores that have cropped up in the United States. But they're a much smaller scale. But yes, we still have a Sears store. It just isn't the size, and they don't. That particular store doesn't carry clothing items, but they do carry a lot of the traditional appliances and tools that Sears used to. So yes, that is a correct statement.
We're a little bit behind in taking our second break. Let's go ahead and get into that. And when we come back, we're going to hit that opening soon. list that is how many pages today, Lyle? One, two, three.
Three.
Okay. Got a lot to talk about when we return. Lyle Butler, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, our guest today on K-Man's In Focus.